guest analysts this afternoon. Don Rose, president of U.S. Commodities. And we saw a grain market that was just kind of quiet here, and we traded higher most of the day, and they're going to, looks like we're going to close with maybe some slight gains here.
Yeah, you know, this this was a week where we did have the the monthly crop production report. We put a balance table out for 2021. But most of that news was pretty much digested into the market, Randy, and we're just kind of sitting down at these levels that we've been at here over the course of the last few weeks. We kind of pushed down to lower levels. But, you know, the negative news seems to be now getting absorbed into the market, and it feels like the market is more measured, wants to take some time before it makes makes a move one way or the other. So I think it's one of those, there's no real weather problems yet, but not a lot of weather premium in the market. So we're just on hold here with big ending stocks.
Well, that's just it. And I think, too, traders don't want to get out in front of this thing one way or the other and end up being on the wrong side.
Well, you know, I think when you look at it, you know, from a flat price standpoint, you're pretty low. You know, you're under the cost of production in a lot of areas, which makes you very nervous and this week did occur, and the Chinese look like they're starting to have more interest in buying U.S. farm goods. In fact, COFCO head trader did announce that that's exactly what they're looking at. They're trying to get busy with this phase one, and apparently all the negative chatter with administration around the virus and some of the tech things is not derailing the phase one, which is a good sign. So I think that's the issue you're down to. Does China buy in larger quantities than we think in a short order, or do we run into some weather problems either in the U.S. or around the world? And by the way, I think the weather watch right now is really on Northern Europe and the Black Sea area. So yeah, we will watch weather and crop ratings from here forward.
Livestock side of things, also another plus day today.
Yeah, you know, I think as we're unthawing, from this economy that's been shut down, you know, there's anticipation that you're going to see a better demand. The packing plants, as you know, are coming back up, you know, a little bit faster than some people thought. Of course, we're still backing cattle up. We're still backing hogs up, but at least we're moving in the right direction and improving. It's just our kill capacity. It's just a real question mark. Do we ever get past 90-95% capacity efficiency even when we get going full steam? So we'll see. But, you know, packing plant capacity picked up this week. That's good news. The cutouts, though, look like they're topping out in both the pork and the beef.
Tell you what, that beef cutout here today was down hard.
Yeah, you know, and I think when you look at it, the all-time high that we had on the beef cutout before this run was around the $267 a hundredweight, and it runs up to over $460 a hundredweight. So no doubt we thought it would come down as fast as it went up. It's starting to do that. The good news is the packer coming into today had about $1,000 a head profit. So the cutout can come down a long ways, and he can still pay up for cattle.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, I think, you know, we'll just watch the weather from here forward. No real planting progress problems for the most part, although there's issues in the northern plains, not big enough to make a difference. So it'll be weather and crop ratings going forward for the grains.
Don Rose at U.S. Commodities.